Brother Eric John Phelps, 24/7 World Radio, coming to you today on this Sunday, February 18th, 2024. This broadcast is the Ministry of Reformation Bible Puritan Baptist Church, of which I am the Elder Bishop by office and Pastor Teacher by gift. This broadcast for the spiritual and temporal benefit of my people, the minority Caucasian races of the world, including the Angles, Saxons, Celts, Slavs, Teutons, Franks, Normans, Scotch-Irish, and every other branch of the white Caucasian race. Concerning spiritual matters, this broadcast for the edification of white men in preaching the gospel to unsaved white men, that they too may obtain salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ, the risen Son of God, God manifest in the flesh, King of the Hebrew Jewish Israelites and the great God and Savior of the Church, that is the body of Christ, to the exclusion of Satan's Jesuit-ruled, religio-political, papal Roman Catholic institution, seated in Rome, that great city and great whore which rules over the kings of the earth. Revelation 17, verse 18. Spiritually, this broadcast is also for the growth and maturity of white men in Christ, that we may continue to work out our salvation in fear and trembling, knowing that it is our holy God, the Father of the risen Lord Jesus Christ, with whom we have to do. Concerning temporal, political, cultural matters, this broadcast is also for the preservation of the racially white, Anglo-Saxon, Celtic, Slavic, Protestant, and Baptist peoples, historically used by God to break the power of the Pope's murderers and warring dark ages, that bloody disgrace to the history of man having spanned 1,000 years, from A.D. 606, the day the Pope was given his universal spiritual power, to 1648, to the completion of the 30 Years' War in Europe. Therefore, a defense will be made for the preservation of the minority of white Caucasian, old calendar, Orthodox Christian, Protestant Christian, and Baptist Christian peoples against our plotted racial, linguistic, cultural, historical, and national destruction by Rome, implemented by her Anglo-American international white power structure, using the mass-murdering anti-Christ, anti-Reformation Bible religions of Shia, Sunni, and Wahhabi Islam, socialist communism and socialist fascism, its traitorous leaders secretly working together as directed by high-level Freemasons loyal to the Antichrist Pope of Rome, as well as the Papal Caesar's international white power structure imposing Antichrist, unbiblical, socialist communist policies resulting in forced amalgamation, subsequent racial miscegenation, resulting in irreversible hybridization, pro-black, pro-Hispanic, pro-Muslim, anti-white male government discrimination, massive black-on-white, Hispanic-on-white crime, and international genocide of said historic white Protestant nations by a cleverly incited and orchestrated world wars, further destroying Western civilization born out of the Lord's Protestant Reformation. Further, a defense will be made for the preservation of the grand and glorious white Protestant Reformation, including the high and lofty yet rhythmic and beautiful white language of English, enshrined in the AV 1611 Bible, and used by the one triune God to evangelize all the nations of the earth with English-speaking peoples, especially the British, Australian, Canadian, and American Caucasian peoples during the last 500 years. Further, this broadcast calls for the voluntary separation of white, Reformation Bible-believing and anti-Roman papacy, that is pro-Julian calendar, anti-Jesuit Gregorian calendar, anti-World Council of Churches, old calendar Orthodox Christians, Protestant Christians, and Baptist Christians, to the establishment of a new white nation within Pennsylvania, she having declared her independence from FDR's Jesuitical de facto military government of the United States, cleverly imposed by Presidential Proclamations 2039-2040, approved and confirmed by Congress since March 9, 1933, that new nation to be called Probapticau, for Protestants, Baptists, and Calvinists, to the exclusion of all other races except the racial Hebrew Jewish Israelites, being AV 1611 Bible-believing, gun-owning, white Caucasian nationalists, we desire to enjoy God's promised blessing of Genesis 12:1-3, as we bless Abraham's physical seed through Isaac and Jacob, which racial descendants may voluntarily live among us while preserving their own Hebrew race, defined in the scripture of truth as quote-unquote the holy seed and quote-unquote the holy people, simply because of the Abrahamic covenant, which is an everlasting covenant. We then seek to rival the Pope's political control over blessed Jerusalem, quote, the city of the great king, unquote, the risen Lord Jesus Christ, yet to come and yet to be the king of that city, which includes the removal of the Pope CFR-led, that's Council on Foreign Relations-led, pro-Nazi, socialist, communist, Masonic, Jewish, labor, Zionist, as well as his CFR-led, historically, the city of the great king, which includes the removal of the Pope CFR-led, Masonic, Sunni, Islamic, historically pro-Nazi Arab leaders, as well as his CFR-led, historically pro-Nazi, socialist, communist, Masonic, Jewish, labor, Zionist, both sides covertly working together in dividing the Lord's promised land given to Jacob and his physical racial descendants in Genesis 28, verses 12 through 15. This is a racial promise. Has nothing to do with the Mosaic Law. For these modern-day Freemasonic, quote, Islamic assassins and Roman Catholic Knights Templars, unquote, rule Rome's revived, quote, Latin Kingdom of Jerusalem, unquote, namely Israel, for the benefit of the Jesuit White Pope, Antichrist Francis I, overseen by the Jesuit Black Pope, Arturo Sosa, having been advised by the former Jesuit Superior General Adolfo Nicholas, and to the obvious detriment of the Hebrews living therein. That's right, the Jesuits run Israel for the benefit of the Pope of Rome that they control, because the purpose of the Jesuit order is to make the final Pope of Rome the Antichrist. Lastly, this broadcast will seek to expose the universal power of Satan's anti-Reformation Bible, counter-Reformation, pro-cartel capitalist, pro-socialist communist, pro-socialist fascist, military company of Jesus, being in fact the revived Knights Templars, truly the devil's military and commercial company of the slain Osiris, risen to be the invincible Horus of Egyptian Freemasonic mystery religion, the actual destiny of the last and final Pope of Rome, he to be slain and rise from the dead, then to be the invincible Antichrist man-beast, to rule all nations for 42 months as quote-unquote the King of Babylon, pursuant to Isaiah 14 and Revelation 18. For the order's demon-possessed, quote-unquote, Father General, the God of his surname, quote, Company of the Perfect, unquote, now rules every government on earth via the White Pope's, quote, Sovereign State of Vatican City, unquote, and his papal knighthoods, including the Knights of Malta, on the advice of his secret 10-man Jesuit council, representing Rome's 10 most powerful papal bloodline families, as well as being advised by his 10 Jesuit assistants, they controlling high-level, Illuminati-driven, Satan-worshipping, Scottish Rite Freemasons, ruling their Baphomet craft worldwide. His designs and plots involving the control of world finance, world press, and the world intelligence community will be elucidated with historic irrefutable citations spanning over 300 years. All peoples of whatever race or nation will benefit if the biblical principles espoused on this broadcast are applied to themselves in accordance with the written word of God, the AV 1611 Reformation English Bible for English-speaking peoples. And now, to begin. The Bible is clear that the born-again, Bible-believing, saved man of God, woman of God, remembering we were first called Christians at Antioch, we never called ourselves Christians, we were called Christians by the world, we always called ourselves saved. Question is, are you saved, my friend? Have you been born from above? Have you truly repented and turned to the Father in repentance and faith towards Christ? Have you truly had a godly sorrow for your sins? I trust that you have. I trust that you believe Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose again, and having believed that glorious gospel of 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4, the Lord has saved you, placed you in the body of Christ, and sealed you to the day of redemption, Ephesians 4:30. So now that you're saved, now that you're in Christ, the Bible tells us in 3 John, the elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Clearly, it is the will of God that we generally should be in health. We generally should live a healthy life, and then towards the end, we should die suddenly. But in this country, in the United States of America, or I should say, in the Soviet Socialist Republic of these United States of America, run by the Jesuits at a Georgetown University in complete control of the White House and the Supreme Court and the majority of Congress, including the Speaker of the House, that the Jesuits have imposed their medical inquisition on us historic white Anglo-Saxon Protestants and Baptists throughout the Tropic of Cancer. That's why they call it cancer. In this Tropic of Cancer, you find the Northern European nations of the Protestant Reformation. You find the Northern North American nations of the Protestant Reformation, America and Canada. And so the Jesuits have decided to name their plague, that they would plague the white Protestant nations with. They would call it cancer, which is a completely nebulous term without explanation, and it's like a rabbit's foot. We'll call it cancer, but we won't tell you what it is. Right? So I received a letter from a dear lady, dear sister Jamie, who is a supporter. Thank you for all your help, sister. And she wrote this letter to me concerning the medical inquisition institution of this country, which is what I call the Pope's Holy Office of the Medical Inquisition. I've also called it Jesuit Medica in my book, Vatican Assassins, chapter 49. And so the whole purpose of the allopathic medical profession is to kill you, is to sicken you, is to ultimately put you through torture with cutting, burning, and drugging, and then ultimately to put you to death. Apart from certain surgical abilities that these allopathic doctors have, the rest of it, apart from surgery, I maintain is a highly advanced, well-tuned conspiracy to kill the white people of the Northern Hemisphere here. No matter how much it costs, no matter who they have to kill, how many blacks they have to kill, how many Hispanics they have to kill, how many Asians they have to kill, is directed to white people. Because the world's population of white people is now about zero growth in the white nations, and it's about 10%, 10 to 12% of the world's population. We are the minority. Not the blacks, not the Hispanics, and not the Asians. So in proceeding, this broadcast concerns a letter written from Sister Jamie, and then a few comments. And then I want to give you the remedy for cancer. And I've been studying this for some 30 years or so. And the remedy is very simple. And I will give you the names of the books that you need to get so that you can study them and you yourself keep from getting cancer, and to reverse it if you do get it. This is not medical advice. This is health advice. I wouldn't dare want to give allopathic medical advice and throw my hat in with those sinners that work for the insurance companies and don't want to make you well and will lie to you every day in every way just to continue their bombastic, satanic cancer industry, holy office of the medical inquisition of the Jesuit Superior General here in North America. In beginning the letter, dear Mr. Phelps, I want to thank you so much for taking a stand against the medical institution in this country. I am known as a kook in my family for speaking out against hospice and the medical system for its deadly drugs in wanting to withhold food and water from those that are in their clutches. My experience with an aunt, my mother, father, mother-in-law, and father-in-law, in which they, hospice, said, quote, where he is going, meaning heaven, he doesn't need food or water, unquote. This is pure evil. He was still in the flesh here on earth. By the way, this shows you that the purpose of hospice is to help you die. This goes back to the Crusades of the Dark Ages, when the Crusaders, when they were wounded in battle in fighting the Saracens and fighting the Muslims in their own lands, by the way, that the Knights of Malta erected what were known as hospitals, after their name of the Knights Hospitallers. And there in these hospitals, these knights, these soldiers of the Crusades, would go and die. Hospice. This is the origin of hospice. Something to help you die. In the case of my father-in-law, I was involved on a daily basis. After 2 days of eating our dinner while he lay in the next room, he said, quote, "This is wrong." We went to the grocery store and purchased large jars of baby food. He ate 5 full jars of baby food that evening. I will never forget, as I fed him, he took hold of my arm and patted it as to thank me for feeding him. I told myself and the Lord that never would I believe the lies to withhold nourishment from anyone again. He passed away not long after hospice persuasion of the use of morphine they said he needed for pain. Thank the Lord he has forgiven us for ignorantly participating in that. By the way, morphine dehydrates you, terribly liver toxic, and just helps you die. My father, who I had a very strained relationship with due to physical abuse of our family, after a fall was found to have a cracked hip and cancer in one kidney, but was lied to believe by his doctor that rehabilitation in a nursing home and the chemo pill would, quote, fix him up so he could get back to working like he loved, unquote. Instead, the rehab was lacking greatly, and he was mostly sitting in his room being served junk food and pain pills. How poetic. Junk food and pain pills. Any supplements that might have helped him were shunned by his doctors. The chemo pill gave him such severe diarrhea, a side effect the doctors denied had anything to do with the pill. He ended up in palliative care, and I do not believe he fully understood that there he would die, and so he did. Remember, Brother George and I have covered chemotherapy before, and the author of Chemotherapy is a Jesuit-educated individual. The Jesuits are the masters of chemotherapy. As for my mother, who passed away in December 2017, I was better equipped, or so I thought. First of all, I believe my mother's cancer was caused by a hormone replacement drug called estradiol that her doctor prescribed to her for 40 years. He told my mom when she would ask if she needed to stop taking it, that, quote, the benefits far outweigh the side effects, unquote, which I believe is quite the opposite. Amen, sister. By the way, cancer is an estrogen-dominant disorder. Cancer generally occurs with people that are estrogen-dominant. Yeah. Going on. And this whole culture makes men estrogen-dominant. To effeminize us, make us estrogen dominant, and in the end give us cancer. But I'll get into the causes of cancer a little bit later. Continuing, the surgery, she was diagnosed with colon cancer in 2017 and had a bowel resection. That's where they cut it up in pieces. They cut a piece of it out. That's torture, okay? That's Holy Office of the Inquisition torture. After the surgery, the doctor assured me it would give her more years and the cancer that he couldn't remove entirely from her probably wouldn't even be what would end her life. After all, he said, he got 85% of it. That means he cut out 85% of what appeared to be cancer in her colon, and whatever was left sewed the colon together, and she would have an effective bowel issue for the rest of her life. Continuing. That he couldn't remove entirely from her probably wouldn't even be what would end her life. After all, he said he got 85% of it, and she was 84 at the time. However, he also told me that he had removed some cancer from the liver, but could only go so deep, so he couldn't remove it all. He recommended that she see an oncologist for further treatment. And what are they going to do? I'll tell you what they're going to do. They're going to cut you, they're going to burn you, and they're going to drug you. They're going to give you chemotherapy and they're going to give you radiation. Between those two, that'll pretty well do you in, especially at that age. My mother knew she did not want chemotherapy or radiation because of all that we had researched about it. However, she did make an appointment with an oncologist to hear what he would say. When we arrived at his office, we listened to his sales pitch for why chemo would be a beneficial treatment. As he was planning the date for the so-called treatment, I asked him, quote, "If it was your mother, would you recommend chemotherapy for her cancer?" Unquote. He looked at me rather solemn and said, "I can't say. My mother passed away when I was 2 weeks old." Unquote. What? What kind of an answer is that? I could hardly believe my ears. He was trying to gain sympathy for himself, mess with our emotions, and throw us off. We politely thanked him for his time and left the premises. These people are wicked deceivers, in my opinion, willfully or unwillfully, but a tool of Satan nonetheless. Absolute, my dear sister. And furthermore, remember, the entire allopathic medical inquisition is atheistic. It believes in evolution. It believes that man is just a result of some chance random process, which is mathematically impossible and morally insane. The structure of a DNA is mathematically impossible to have evolved, much less all the different body parts composing all the different types of DNAs. I mean, they are brainwashed tools of Satan wanting to make you an atheist too, wanting to make you think that they're God and that they have the answers in their hands. Less than 2 months after surgery, Mom's stomach began to swell. I was there for the first ultrasound 2 months before the surgery, and I didn't see the cancer on the liver. On the second ultrasound, it was easy to see because it was very large. The cancer had ballooned in size. I believe when that doctor dug into her liver, it was like pruning a shrub, that it caused the cancer to flourish and grow. That's correct. That's exactly correct. That's just my opinion. No, that's the truth. You cut, and then it all starts to spread that way. Around Thanksgiving in 2017, my mother had lost a lot of weight and was weak. With my research, it seemed she wasn't properly digesting her food. She was taking pain meds at my sister's insistence, but was in worse pain after taking them. Because after all, according to her, quote, "Mom really needed hospice for the pain," unquote. I was researching all the time, and remember, cancer is a disorder that eats you alive. And if it's going to eat you alive, there has to be living substances inside you doing the eating. And in the process of getting eaten alive, you're in agony. Remember that. Something is eating you alive inside of you. I will tell you what it is in a few minutes. I was researching all the time and decided to get her digestive enzymes. Very good. We should have digestive enzymes after every meal, and especially after the eating of meat or protein, in small amounts of it. We should not be large consumers of flesh. When we eat protein, we should have digestive enzymes. I was amazed. She took them along with every meal and pain meds at night and no pain. I was thrilled. She was able to sleep through that night and the next night too. It was just a little too late. The next evening, she asked me to take her to the ER to see if they could hydrate her with IV fluids. Remember, all cancer people are dehydrated and they're low sodium. In fact, the average American is dehydrated and low sodium. And I mean good salt. Not the Morton salt trash that they advertise and put in the grocery stores so we can eat it and get acidic and facilitate an internal environment that produces cancer. Continuing. When we arrived at the ER, they asked first about pain, which they continually asked throughout her stay, as if to keep reminding her she must have pain because she still has cancer. Just like hospice reminding her twice weekly with phone calls that they would come to her home to assist her with her needs. Yeah, to help her die, I would add. She clearly stated to them that she wasn't there for pain, but was weak and probably dehydrated. She specifically said she did not want pain meds. Quote, no opioids, unquote. I thought they could surely be trusted. Not so. I left about 11 o'clock that night. Early that next morning, they began giving her diluted, and fentanyl. According to her medical records, when I returned the next morning, she seemed a little sleepy but responsive. I left around 1 o'clock that afternoon to run errands. The nurse said to go ahead and they would give her a bath and she would probably be sleeping the rest of the afternoon, unquote. Red flag. How would she know that? Because she knew the schedule for the intravenous administration of those drugs and their effects. I just didn't pick up on that. I left with a little reassurance about her well-being, but I shouldn't have. When I returned about 3 hours later, Mom was a different person. She was crying and didn't know why. She was pulling her own hair. She didn't know why. Well, I started asking why. Why is my mom acting like this when she was calm before I left? I wanted to see their records of what they had given her. That is when the bigger battle began. I was not her POA, that's power of attorney, and they let me know that. My oldest brother was, and bought into their lie that the cancer and kidney failure was cause for the sudden change. My sister, younger brother, and everyone else believed them because they were educated as doctors. How could you question what they say? Those so-called educated doctors and nurses don't even have an understanding of how critically important it is for patients to have bowel movements daily. This is part of the Gerson therapy. Max Gerson was a brilliant doctor, a Jewish individual, who put out a book called The Gerson Therapy. His daughter was another doctor. Forget her first name, but she's a Gerson also. It's almost in the tip of my tongue. Anyway, she had to go to Mexico to continue the Gerson therapy, and one of the things about the Gerson therapy is they make sure you have bowel movements on a regular basis, like 2 or 3 a day, maybe more. And they also give you colonics to help you have a bowel movement. Charlotte Gerson, that's her name. So having regular bowel movements is essential in recovering from cancer. Go on. Those so-called educated doctors and nurses don't even have an understanding of how critically important it is for patients to have bowel movements daily. Well, my mother did because that was routine for her. She begged them for something to help her in that way, and all they said they could give her was 1 Dulcolax after administrating all those opioids. Even oxygen was used very little, though it was right there, easily accessible. I would always reinsert it in her nose when they had taken it out, and it was removed much of the time when I would return. Why on earth would anyone call this health care? That's right, sister. It's death care. They're helping you die, and they're going to help you die in the most torturous manner possible while calling it medicine. Black is white, and white is black, according to Ignatius Loyola. If your superior should tell you that something that's white is in fact black, or something that's black that is in fact white, that's what it is, according to the word of your superior. This is absolute, abject obedience to your superiors. And this is what the doctors expect out of you when you go see them, these allopathic doctors. Continuing. I did take in my little black bag of essential oils and packets for nutritional shakes against their protocol. They say, quote, the natural may work against their medications, unquote. Of course they do. The natural works against the artificial. The alkaline works against the acidic. The devil works against God. I mean, a dualism that's in everything that is most biblical. It was just no match in such a short time for the strong drugs they were putting into this little lady's system until she was so unresponsive in just a few days. My mother remained in that wicked place until she passed a couple days later. I did retain her medical records after asking my brother to request them for me, though they are hardly legible. That is most certainly by design. It was the hardest thing I have experienced up to this point in my life. Not living near my mom, I did a lot of traveling back and forth to be with her throughout this time, but I don't regret it. I thought she would be able to prevail over it on this earth, and she did prevail. She did prevail. Praise the Lord, because she longed to see her Savior's face. More than anything, she longed to be with him who bore her sin. Amen, sister. I pray to this day against the wickedness that is happening by the hands of doctors and nurses in hospitals, hospices, nursing homes, abortion clinics, by the thousands every day. These are the places where the most murders are taking place, I believe. So thank you, Mr. Phelps, for speaking out the way that you do. I appreciate it so much. This program is an answer to prayer because there is no one that I know of who is exposing all of the information that this ministry does. I pray God's blessing on you and your ministry. Well, in Christ, Jamie. Well, thank you, Sister Jamie. I appreciate those kind words. And I came to the realization of the wickedness of the allopathic medical profession many years ago when I watched certain people in agony and ultimately die because of the medical inquisition and what they did. And so this is why I went into alternative health care for 10 years. And I have a library full of books. My top shelf is all alternative health care mannerisms of treatments. So I want to now help you with the true cause of cancer. And I've learned this over a period of 40 years. I'm going to make it brief. I should be done in 18 minutes with the finishing up of, 28 minutes with the finishing up of this hour broadcast. First of all, the Jesuit order is the foundation for the cancer inquisition. The whole cancer movement of treating cancer in America was started by the Rockefellers, particularly John D. Rockefeller. You can see this in a book titled World Without Cancer by Griffin. Again, the title of the book is World Without Cancer, the story of vitamin B17, which is Laetril, or ultimately called amygdalin, by G. Edward Griffin, the same man who wrote The Creature from Jekyll Island. He shows you in his book that the doctors involved in this operation said that smoking was harmless. And of course, these doctors died of lung cancer. Dr. McDonald had publicly stated, a pack a day keeps lung cancer away. So he also tells of the Hunza, the elders of Hunza. They lived to be 90 years old or older. Many of them lived to be over 100. And that there was no cancer among the Hunza. That their native diet contained over 200 times more vitamin B17 than found in the average diet of industrialized societies. And it's the apricot pit that they would eat, and this was the most prized of all their foods. This is the Hunza. So we'll tell you that amygdalin, or B17, is a cancer cell killer. And this is proven. We go on, and we see that, in a few more pictures here, John A. Richardson was in the forefront of the legal battle for the right for a physician to administer Laetril. Dr. Ernest Krebs is the big promoter of it, and you have Dr. Ernesto Contreras in Mexico. Dr. Krebs was run off the road a few times and shot at because he was a threat to the cancer inquisition of the Jesuit papacy started and run by the Rockefeller boys. We go on. And we see that in this book, they have pictures of the arch criminals behind the medical inquisition. And one of the industries behind the cancer inquisition was IG Farben. IG Farben produced Zyklon B gas to gas the Jews in the gas chambers, and that's a fact. Anybody who denies it is either ignorant or involved in the conspiracy to cover this up. Because once you trace this to IG Farben, it goes right to the Knights of Malta who ran it. And the Knights of Malta were subject to Pius XII, the Pope during World War II. And so this headquarters of IG Farben during World War II in Frankfurt was never touched by the Allied bombing raids of America and Great Britain, because it was the brethren's, it was to belong to the brotherhood. And so we have men like Oswald Pohl, an SS Lieutenant General who was sentenced to hang, is shown here explaining how Farben operated such concentration camps as Auschwitz and Buchenwald. IG Farben ran it. And IG Farben would come over here under another name called Bayer. Bayer. So it shows these high Nazis involved in the with IG Farben and the Eurasian Jewish Holocaust, because we have to kill off the Jews of Europe and Western Russia and drive the remainder back to the nation that would be Israel. Because you can't have the creation of the revived Latin Kingdom of Jerusalem, which is Israel, if you don't have the Eurasian Jewish Holocaust. If it never took place, where did all the Jews go? Where did the 3 million Jews go in Poland? What happened to them? The papacy had obviously made the decision in order to have the revived Latin Kingdom of Jerusalem, and therefore ultimately to have the State of Israel, and ultimately to have a third Hebrew temple, you have to have the Eurasian Jewish Holocaust. And all the Western nations, Axis and Allied, were involved in it. That's FDR, that is Churchill, that is Stalin, that is Hitler, that is Mussolini. They all participated in it. They all worked together during World War II, the second half of the Pope's second 30 years war. And one of the key individuals here in making this possible was John D. Rockefeller Sr. And he also had his press lord that would try to give him good press, whose name was Ivy Lee, one of the world's foremost public relations experts. He also was retained by IG Farben to appraise the public image potential of Adolf Hitler. That's Ivy Lee, this wicked white devil Freemason, brother Freemason to John D. Rockefeller, who had the monopoly on the oil production in this country, and who was a vicious killer in eliminating his competitors. We have another one, Walter Teagle, while president of Standard Oil. Well, the Standard Oil, you have this, these are part of the Seven Sisters set up by Rockefeller. And if you read the book John D. Rockefeller and His Career, written in 1912, he will tell you that John D. Rockefeller set up the Standard Oil Trust along the lines of the Jesuit order and considered himself to be the Jesuit Superior General. Get the book, John D. Rockefeller and His Career. So this whole medical inquisition built by these oil monopolists, Rockefeller and others, subject to the Jesuits, are the fathers of the mass murder, torture, and killing under the name of allopathic medicine in this country today. Here's another one. Abraham Flexner, author of the famous Flexner Report of 1910, led the crusade for upgrading the medical schools of America. And this is one of the most evil, satanic-looking men you will ever find. Horribly arrogant. Diabolically devious. Which means we're going to do away with natural modes of treatment of disorders and diseases, like osteopathic and chiropractic and other things along those lines, naturopathic, homeopathy. We're going to do away with that, and we're going to replace all those medical procedures with allopathic medicine. And remember, America was one of the healthiest nations in the world at the turn of the 1900s. Our national grain was millet, not wheat. Millet's full of vitamin B17. Cancer was rare. When they converted this country to wheat and got us off millet and then started giving us those damnable injections called vaccinations, then they set up their medical inquisition, allopathic medical drug-based inquisition. That's when the cancer started going off the map in conjunction with advocating fornication everywhere with the Follies and with the Prohibition and Al Capone boys. So we're going to have sexual sin everywhere, and sexual sin is highly tied to cancer, which I'll get into in a minute. So the result was that America's medical schools became oriented towards drugs and drug research, for it was through the increased sale of these drugs that the doctors realized a profit in their quote-unquote philanthropy. The donors, pardon me, recognized a profit in their philanthropy. I have Andrew Carnegie. Andrew Carnegie was another criminal in this. He was a Presbyterian and a Freemason, and J.P. Morgan bought Andrew Carnegie's steel industry from him. And we have John D. Rockefeller Sr., showed at age 93, created fantastic wealth when he locked his own empire with that of IG Farben in 1928. There was created the largest and most powerful cartel the world has ever known, well, apart from the papacy. Not only has that cartel survived through the years, it has grown and prospered. Today it plays a major role in both the science and politics of cancer therapy. That is World Without Cancer by G. Edward Griffin. You must have this book for your library. In conjunction with John D., the career of John D. Rockefeller. Got to have both those books. Because the Jesuits fashioned their medical inquisition pursuant to the Council of Trent to kill off white Anglo-Saxon Protestant and Baptist peoples in North America. And it took a tremendous organization to bring this about. The next book you must acquire is titled 100 Million Guinea Pigs, Dangers in Everyday Foods, Drugs, and Cosmetics by Arthur Kallett, K-A-L-L-E-T, and F.J. Schlink, S-C-H-L-I-N-K. In the foreword, we read on page Roman numeral 7, this book is intended not only to report dangerous and largely unsuspected conditions affecting the health and safety of all consumers of foods, drugs, and cosmetics, but also, so far as possible, to give the consumer some measure of defense against such conditions. To this end, the authors have stated their case in terms of brand or trade names wherever possible, irrespective of the size or prominence of the manufacturer of the food, drug, cosmetic, or other product involved, or of the popularity of the product. The facts presented have been checked with great care. If errors have been made, it is probably inevitable, considering the enormous mass and extremely wide range of the material that had to be reviewed and related. The authors are confident these will concern only details, and that the truth or validity of no major point treated will be involved. Since the cases included in this book are based on a study of many thousands of documents, both published and unpublished, it has been possible to indicate only relatively few of the principal published sources. A more complete list of published sources has, however, been prepared for reference, and copies may be obtained from Consumers Research, Washington, New Jersey. We must apologize to our readers for the numerous defects of this book and plead an extenuation. The difficulties, plead in extenuation the difficulties encountered in working in a field where those in the government, this is the emergency war powers military government since March 9, 1933, remember the Pope, those in the government services and in industry who have vital information guarded carefully from outsiders. This study could have been carried out far more effectively by those on the inside, by food and drug commissioners who have watched self-serving businessmen and politicians in the act of breaking down the regulatory system. These men know the whole sad story, but no one of them has yet cared or dared to tell it. Until one of these better qualified men steps forward, our efforts must, we fear, suffice. Arthur Callett is an engineer and one of the directors of Consumers Research, Inc. F.J. Schlink, technical director of the same organization, is an engineer and physicist and was for 6 years on the staff of the U.S. Bureau of Standards. He is co-author with Stuart Chase of, quote, Your Money's Worth, unquote. This tremendous book, 100 Million Guinea Pigs, Dangers in Everyday Foods, Drugs, and Cosmetics, by Callett and Schlink, has one example after another of the wickedness, of the deception, of the drug kings, the drug lords, which at the top are the Knights of Malta. Same ones running the whole scam of the Jesuit jab, the coronavirus Jesuit jab, to kill millions of people. And on page 5, we read, a manufacturer seeking a cheap adulterant for Jamaica ginger came upon triorthocrysal phosphate. Jamaica ginger extract containing this chemical, sold in drugstores in many states, has caused terrible deformity and paralysis in from 15 to 20,000 victims, many of whom have died. The same is true with thalidomide. After World War II, they gave these white women, white German women, thalidomide, and as a result, these women bore children that had no arms, no legs. I can remember seeing pictures of a child that was born, and he started to grow up. He had no legs, he had no arms, he had hands coming out of his armpits, arm sockets, and he used to roll along the floor. This is Jesuit torture, inquisitional murder at its finest. And the whole FDA, Food and Drug Administration, is a criminal order used to wage war on the enemy belligerents in the United States that is being warred upon by the Emergency War Powers military government overseen by the Commander-in-Chief. This is war on the population. All this started on March 9th, 1933, with the implementation of the Emergency War Powers military government, which I teach you how to be a restored pre-March 9th, 1933 private citizen, and hence this Emergency War Powers military government doesn't apply to you. You're a national under the Hague Convention and not an enemy belligerent as a quote-unquote U.S. citizen. This is war. It's war on every front. They want to kill you. So now I'm going to, and I have a whole library of books on this, studied it for years. And it comes down to a couple of things when we deal with cancer, heart disease, or anything else. What these men, these wicked men have done is they have created a culture whereby it's intended to make your internal environment inside of you acidic. The food they push, the pizza, the French fries, the McDonald's hamburgers, Jack in the Box, onion rings, fried in oil, all of this is acidic. The hard drinks, they're not soft drinks. Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola belongs to the Pope. That's why you see Coca-Cola in all the movies at a Jesuit-controlled Hollywood, including a flag trimmed with gold fringe on three sides for the military government in place. You see that in all the movies. Coca-Cola makes you acidic, along with these other hard drinks. and it's high in sugar. And the high sugar content is intended to wreck your pancreas so that you get pancreatic cancer. All these hard drinks we should never drink. They are poison. They make you acidic. They murder your pancreas because the pancreas gets to a place where we can't make any more insulin, so we're shutting down. And now you have to buy insulin from the doctors because you wrecked your pancreas by all the consumption of all this high sugar food, which includes overcooking your vegetables, which includes potatoes, white potatoes, which includes high fructose corn syrup. I mean, all these things are high sucrose, high processed sugar that's designed to make you acidic and ultimately then to whittle away your calcium in your bones and other places. So, and there's a book you want to get called Sugar Blues by Duffy. Gotta have it. It's an essential for your library. Sugar Blues. And so we have to get off white sugar, all white sugar. It's poison. It's worse than heroin. So these evil men have created a culture whereby we're going to be acidic. Second thing is they have created a culture whereby we will be low oxygen. A low oxygen culture. So when you eat foods that are overcooked, you cook the oxygen out of them. You're no longer going to be oxygenated. And they do this several ways. Another thing they do is they've created a culture that has electromagnetic radiation everywhere. God forbid that we should have our electromagnetic motors, which I'm going to build. We have to have these telephone poles and telephone wires with all this electromagnetic radiation. And you know what that radiation does? It stimulates the growth of parasites in your system. It will stimulate the growth of cancer cells, which are a result of a parasitic infection coupled with fungus, altering the cell to a non-human cell. It's a hybrid, and those hybrid cancer cells really start to grow in the midst of electromagnetic radiation. So therefore, we're going to flood the culture with all these telephone poles and telephone wires. And you can't have your own little machine that's going to make electricity in your house. Can't have that now because that's not toxic to you. These men, in control of all these different fields, have set up a culture whereby they want to facilitate you getting cancer. That's why one out of, what, three people now are going to get cancer? It's a plague. It's an epidemic. And it's caused by a conspiracy. Conspiracy facts? Absolutely. There's no conspiracy theory here. You deny conspiracy factualism, you're a coincidence theorist. That's all you are. And by the way, the ones that pushed the whole anti-conspiracy program was the CIA back in 1947, the Catholics in Action, working for the Pope, with all their Knights of Malta, like Alan Dulles and a host of others, William J. Casey, Raymond Rocca, all those evil Italian and Irish Catholic knights. And the CIA is producing things like, what was it, LSD. What does LSD do? It fouls up your brain, but it may also make you acidic. All drugs make you acidic. I was at a meeting with some docs many years ago with the with a certain American group. It was, what was the name? Anyway, the doctor that spoke said, listen, guys, he says, we all know that every drug we prescribe is liver toxic. I about fell out of my chair. He said it. How can you recover from a sickness if your liver's toxic? You can't. So, they want to flood you with drugs to make you further acidic and intoxicate your liver. Everything must have a drug. We're going to give a name to a disorder, and then with that name goes a drug that we're going to prescribe. So, you get to the point where you're going to be infected. Now, the Jesuits are the masters of parasitic infection. There is nobody greater than they are of how to do it, how to mix it up. By the way, forced amalgamation, race mixing, mixes white people with black people with Hispanic people, and each of the races have their distinct pathogens. And when you race mix them and miscegenate them, you are miscegenating the pathogens of those peoples so that the offspring is weaker, further facilitating degenerative disease. Race mixing is unhealthy. It's not only sin because they're combining the races that God created to keep mankind separate, but now they're going to be unhealthy, and there's no such thing as a world power of race mixed, or what the Bible calls the mixed peoples. There's no such thing. Because it's about killing them. It's about killing the white people. We want the white people race mixed and miscegenated. We don't care about the Asians. They don't race mix anyway. We don't care about the blacks. They don't race mix anyway. They stay in their tribes for the most part. We don't care about the Hispanics in Central South America. They're easily conquered. They're all Catholics anyway for the most part. We got them. We got to get these white people in North America and Europe. And so we got to forcefully race mix them, miscegenate them, bringing these blacks and Hispanics and Asians and Muslims and Arabs into their countries to race mix them and mix their pathogens with them to further beat them down. And hence now, we're going to see it's part of the origin of cervical cancer, ovarian cancer, cancer of the vulva in women, because they are having sex with men whose semen is infected with their specific parasites and fungus, and those parasites go then into those organs, they damage the organ, the fungus enters in the cell, alters the DNA of the cell, and produces a half-human, half-plant replacement that doesn't knit with the regular human cells, and now you have a tumor. That is cancer. And one more thing, this continual universal fornication that is being shoved down our throats with pornography on the web and every other place, it should be illegal, but the Warren Court rendered it legal back in 1967 or 68. Earl Warren being a 33rd degree Freemason, we got to weaken these people. And so with all this sexual sin being viewed, people want to do it, and ultimately they then become infected with a host of different pathogens, different parasites, different bacteria, different fungus. And so we become a walking, talking infestation of infection. That's why the Bible says if you commit fornication, you're sinning against your own body. You're facilitating these infections. That's why the only safe sex is the husband with his wife, wife with her husband. You share your infections, the body builds up immunizations to it, immunity to it. And so now when you have sex with your wife or as a man, with a husband as a woman, because that's the only marriage anyway that exists in the Bible, then it's not toxic. It's good for you. But all this free sex and free love and fornication is killing Americans. It's killing us. Facilitating the onset of cancer. And so, between the morality, between the toxic foods, between the toxic drugs, between the medical inquisition, this is why one out of two or three people are going to get cancer and die of it. I forget, it's how many hundred billion dollar industry, the cancer. That's why there's cancer wings in every major hospital. It's a harvest of souls. It's a harvest of heretics and liberals. Ha, 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 ha. Yeah, so we destroy the Reformation. And out of its destruction, we will have the New World Order return back to the Pope's Dark Ages. That's right, with no middle class, no gun ownership, no morality. The priests and the nobles rule. What they want. So in conclusion, if you're saved, if you know the Lord, you need to pursue natural means of keeping your health. You need to watch what you eat. You need to watch your ideas. You need to watch your thoughts. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Because there's such thing as toxic thoughts that will make you sick. It will change your environment. People that are bitter, angry all the time, they're toxic, they're sick, and they're facilitating cancer or other disorders in their body by virtue of their thinking. There's a little book called by Louise Hay called Heal Your Body, and she tells you how your thinking is related to certain problems in your body. I think she's right. Louise Hay, Heal Your Body. So in conclusion, I strongly recommend to prevent cancer, you must parasite cleanse every year. I do it for a couple of months on and a couple of months off. I have a special blend of black walnut that I pick up in the yard and boil it up and the Russian drink, vodka to it for preservative. And I drink that like a couple ounces a day or twice a day sometimes. My low back pain completely disappeared. You know why? Because there were parasites down there. Same way with prostate problems. Prostate is infected with parasites. It begins to swell, and now you can't pee, gentlemen. You got parasitic infection. So you got to kill your parasites down. You got to decrease your calcium buildup. And one other product that you need to take is called Apex Water. And Victoria will explain it to you once you go to their website. And Apex Water kills cancer cells on contact. And we all need it. So in conclusion, the Jesuits run their cancer industry through their high-level Freemasons and their Rockefeller Empire, pursuant to the Council of Trent to destroy the Protestant Reformation and to reduce us back to the Dark Ages. And the question is, my friends that are listening, are you going to go with this, or are you going to start to resist it? Hebrews 12:4, you have not resisted unto blood, striving against sin. We must strive against this medical inquisition, sin of the order. Preserve our health, have high moral lives. Do that which is right before the Lord, and whatsoever things are pure and lovely and of good report and just. Philippians 4:8, think on these things, and the God of peace shall be with you. Brother Eric John Phelps, thank you for tuning in today. I have a book, Vatican Assassins, Wounded in the House of My Friends. Please go to my website, vaticanassassins.org. Pick up the ebook. I also have 24/7 World Radio. You can pick up my broadcasts of previous years. And appreciate your prayers for 2 minutes a day. I need them very much. Those who want to give, since I've been debanked out of 6 different banks, you can send a gift to Cash App, which is a $, then Eric, E-R-I-C, John, J-O-N, Phelps, P-H-E-L-P-S. Send something to Cash App. Or you can also send something to PayPal, which is rbpbdonate@comcast.net. rbpbdonate@comcast.net. And until we meet again, may the Lord bless you as you do His will according to His word. The AV 1611 Reformation Bible. Maranatha.